It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, Jay, every day. I said to you outside, hello, Jay, and you went, all right? And I went, yeah, don't say it at the top of the...
You're talking to me again.
Talking to them, the podcasting downloader. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcast. Me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget to check me out, Drive Today, alongside the perfect co-host in Darren Bent. Really good player, played for England, scored 100 goals.
Say perfect, I mean...
Oh, he's brilliant, isn't he? I mean, he's great.
Yeah.
Bent, he knows his stuff.
No, I love
he's Bent. Funny, he makes me laugh. Anyway, I'm alongside the fun boy,
James.
You all right?
Has anyone seen Man United? Has anyone seen Fred the Red? Has anyone seen Andy Goldstein?
Producer Tom's on, sorry. Have you got the bleep button? Have you got it? For this? Yeah. Jay, why don't you go...
Thing.
Anyway, you definitely got the bleep, yeah? Anyway, we'll be kicking with the mahoosive night of Champions League action, where Jadon Sancho's Borussia Dortmund, he don't own them, beat PSG to reach the final.
Here is all the reactions, things.
Where is it?
It's here.
Where?
Press it.
Oh, yeah. Well, this button.
Mbappe opens up the angle. The shot is deflected. It comes to Zaire Emery, and he's hit the post. Brandt with an in-swinger. High to the far post. Free header for Mats Hummels. And Dortmund have the goal they were looking for. And it's the veteran who may have sent Dortmund all the way from Paris to Wembley.
Marking is absolutely horrific. It is really poor.
Here is Nuno Mendes, though, who lets fly. And goodness me, can you believe it? They've hit the post again. Vitinha strikes from long range. He's hit the underside of the crossbar. Well, this is not Paris Saint-Germain's night. And that is it. Borussia Dortmund are heading back to Wembley. Paris Saint-Germain 0. Borussia Dortmund 1 on the night. Dortmund win comfortably and deservedly 2-0 on aggregate.
Great from Dortmund. You know the best thing that I've seen? The moment they've won that, they've all run over to the little section of Dortmund fans in the corner. They're all celebrating with their fans. Not one Dortmund player went to Mbappe to swap shirts.
Wow.
You know, because normally that's what you'd see, isn't it? There's like one player's like... picked him out and is desperate to get Mbappe's shirt. No, they're not interested. And that's exactly how it should be. They've all gone together as a team to support and celebrate with their fans. They've deserved it. Yes, they've ridden their luck at times, you know, that the crossbar, the post has helped them out. But they thoroughly deserved it over the course of two legs.
TalkSport Daily.
PSG are out. Honestly, it's so good.
You're
such
horrible, you are. You know that.
Do you know what?
You're horrible.
It's so good.
You're just jealous.
Of what? Of PSG? You're kidding me?
Jealous, mate. They're in the Champions League. They get to that stage all the time. Your mob spent a billion pounds. You can't even get in the Champions League.
Let me correct you. They're out of the Champions League. PSG, right? The fact that they signed one of the most, in fact, the most overrated player ever... of a generation, Neymar.
Oh, right?
Of a generation.
Mate, I'm not doing
this. Signed a Messi on the way down. Kylian Mbappe, poor thing, right? The best player on the planet. He had a stinker tonight, by the way, and they weren't alone. Those three, last season when they're walking around up top, they're like they're going for a potato farm, walking around, just a cabbage patch, walking around the field, not even caring where they were stepping. Terrible for them last season. Now they've come home to roost. Go
that's
home.
Harsh. I think that's really harsh.
Nah, get rid of him, mate. There's a football god. There's a football god. PSG do not deserve to win the Champions League. They play in a league where no one else can win it.
You're just jealous, mate. Why are you jealous of PSG? Stop being jealous. They're the same as your mob, right? Owned by billionaires, spend loads of money. right? Yeah, and they underachieve. You're just jealous. They're in a semi-final. They got knocked out, but they've had a go this season. They won a trophy.
Yeah, we won it twice, right? So I'm not. So the fact I'm jealous is just ridiculous.
Well, you are jealous.
No, but they. Why would you go investing all that money into a league like that?
Talksport Daily.
Man United manager, the mighty Erik ten Hag. Go on, Erik. Says his side deserved to lose against Palace following their 4-0 defeat at Selhurst Park.
Steve's
walks
like a duck, burps like a duck, like a duck.
I know he's got his bleep machine, but I don't...
Yeah, but...
No need for that. You can't say that, Jay.
I'm just doing Simon Jordan, mate.
He doesn't say... He does not say like a duck.
He does. Now, start again, right?
Yeah.
If it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, ducks like a duck, Simon Jordan gave his take on the work Ten Hag is supposedly doing.
And Manchester United are thankful for the final whistle. A woeful night for Erik ten Hag, and there will be more questions over his position. Crystal Palace 4, Manchester United 0.
Ten Hag, to me, is only a viable option if there's something that you know behind the scenes that the outside world and its eyes can't see and doesn't know. Over 2 years, you have to see something that indicates a cultural shift and a premise that's far better than the one that you inherited. Yes, you can pin yourself down on Newcastle last year in a League Cup that you won. You can then roll forward 12 months and go, you've got a depleted squad, you've got players that consistently don't operate at the highest level, you are constantly in chaos yourself, you do the most ridiculous press interviews and say the most ridiculous things that people look at and go, well, I don't know what game you're watching to have said that. I maintain that I've never seen anything from Ten Hag that gives me the belief system through my eyes and not the privy behind the scenes knowledge that tells me that you are going to get back to the chosen land. It cannot be, if I'm the owner of Manchester United, that I can't find anything better. The reasons why I'm keeping Ten Hag is because apparently I can't find anything better. That's a failing because Man United still have massive pull. We're not talking about a dearth of managerial talent around the world. We're talking about getting the right manager and having the open-mindedness and the forward thinking to look around you and say, this is who I think can take the direction that I want us to go in. And these are the reasons why. Culture's wrong, players' attitude wrong, recruitment is wrong. All of that, people would say, well, that's a landscape that Ten Hag's had to endure, so it's not fair to judge him by it. But it's a landscape that he has also facilitated and accommodated.
And there's Andy Goldstein on Drive.
You managed to get him, did you?
Apparently so.
He's a legend, that fella.
His take.
Oh, yeah.
On who should be the manager of Manchester United for the FA Cup final.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, it's just Ferg. He stinks. Do you know what, mate? I love the Black Eyed Peas, right? But come on, man. She don't know.
Jay, don't be so stupid. It's not her. It's not the woman from the Black Eyed Peas.
Sir
Alex Ferguson.
Stinks, Matey. You make yourself right off, Matey. There's no way Sir Alex Ferguson was in the Black Eyed Peas. Honestly, Matey, you got to know your music. It was Willian, the Fulham fella.
Will I am, not Willian. Just press play.
I've got a plan. They've got 3 games in the league left and then the FA Cup final. People are talking about Erik ten Hag leaving the club. Steve McLaren's out at the moment, right? If Manchester United were to get rid of Erik ten Hag today, forget the fixtures in the Premier League. From a club perspective, from a new manager coming in having to build, I don't want the hassle of having European football. I just want to concentrate on the Premier League. I know people are going to go, this is bonkers, but it's not bonkers. Manchester United, for the FA Cup final against Man City, having that dressing room to give the speech beforehand.
Yep.
Sir Alex Ferguson.
So he becomes the manager just for the FA Cup final?
Just for the FA Cup final. That gives Manchester United the best chance to beat Man City.
And following that win for Palace, here's Times Radio's John Pienaar. What? That's what I said. Lavishing praise on manager Oliver Glasner.
Sounds like a wine stinks.
Oh, that's lovely. What are you drinking there, Jay?
Pienaar. Can I have a large Pienaar and a Glasner?
Oh, Pienaar Glasner? Oh, yeah. Pienaar Glasner. That's nice, yeah.
It hasn't been a great season. And I'll tell you, a couple of months ago, just 8 weeks ago, I was not the only Palace fan who was really, really worried about relegation. You know, I looked at the remaining fixtures and the games that we're winning now and winning in such style. I thought, no chance.
Yeah.
You know, and the way the bottom three playing it out, slugging it out, I could easily see us slipping down there and out. And that was in my mind. And it's a nightmare you have when you're sort of bottom half, bottom third team. But that's what we were afraid of, an awful lot of us. And now we look like a team which wouldn't be out of place playing for a European spot.
Yeah.
And that's not just me, because I'm a Palace fan. I think that's just objectively true.
It's not as simple as just saying, you know, Roy didn't have Elise and Eze fit and firing together. There has been more to it. I mean, look, that certainly helps, but it's not the whole story.
Totally. I mean, you can see the mark of the coaching and the manager in the way this team is playing now. I'm talking about the just the attacking philosophy, the attacking intent, shots on goal. You know, we all love Roy, but, you know, there were times in that the end of that Roy period, we were not having a shot on goal, not just for a game, but for several games. And now you're getting 20 shots or more in a game. And you're seeing constant attacking, slick passing, teams trusting themselves and trusting each other. And you need a manager who can instill that sort of thing into a team.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, following the news that David Moyes will leave West Ham at the end of the season, former Real Madrid and Wolves coach Julian Lopetegui is set to replace him. Simon Floppy-haired Jordan is not impressed by the incoming man.
To me, I don't understand what the fuss is about him with this. I don't really know what he's done. Okay, yes, with a decent Sevilla side that he inherited and maintained, they won a Europa League and a decent Porto side that had a decent win record. But other than that, he's got booted out of the Spanish job because he decided he was going to go to Real Madrid. He lasted at Real Madrid for 5 minutes before they booted him out, despite the fact that it would be framed in a certain way and that Gary Neal coming in with a group of players that this other fella didn't consider good enough and doing better than he did with a better squad was always going to be come back and used to whip Lopetegui with. And I always felt that probably he was told something and then something different came along because he has such wonderful integrity himself. When he was away with the Spanish national side, managing their team in a tournament while behind the scenes negotiating a deal for him to go Real Madrid, his integrity is beyond reproach, isn't it? So the fact that he wants to hold other people to a set of standards he probably doesn't hold himself to.
TalkSport Daily.
Now onto League One stinks in the playoffs as Bolton semi-final clash with Barnsley.
Bolton take the throw. No time to take the next throw. They have won. And they are at Wembley. And the crowd streams onto the pitch from all four sides of the ground to embrace their shattered heroes. Bolton have got away with it to a large extent tonight, and it goes down as a real heroic failure for Barnsley, whose end-of-season collapse wasn't mirrored by the character they showed in getting themselves back into this tie in the most unlikely circumstances in the final 25 minutes. But Bolton hung on, and ultimately that corner they scored in stoppage time at the end of the first leg has got them over the line.
Here's Geoffrey Stelling, Alistair McCoist and Siobhan Ahern discussing funny business names. If you and I were going to go into business, what do you think the business would be called?
Cunning Stinks.
And what would we sell?
We sell candies and we sell stinks.
Okay. Can I have two candies, please? Any stinks? No. Just two candies.
Would it really want to make you go into a barber's called Dandruff's?
Leave me the Barbara Streisand one. I'd be so intrigued. Does she cut my hair? Another locksmith contended up there. Sherlock Holmes?
Again, another hairdresser I was reading about the other day, the Lunatic Fringe, an Indian restaurant called Papa Dom Preach.
Great.
It's absolutely
excellent.
Brilliant. Yeah.
We're there.
We have a car cleaner's called Luther Van Wash.
Yes!
TalkSport Daily.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
TalkSport Daily.
And we end the pod thing with City fan claiming he'd rather support the Martins. Martians.
Oh, yeah, okay, Martians. Read it with the word Martians in the sentence, see what happens.
And we end the prodding thing with a City fan claiming he'd rather support the Martians than local rivals United. Who are they, the Martians, thinks?
Oh, you ever seen them? You've seen them in concert?
I haven't, mate.
The House Martians.
House Martians.
Oh, what a good place to be.
Oh, what a good place to be.
Don't believe that one, remember?
I remember who else.
Yeah.
He'd rather support them.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't got a United fan. Instead, we have John, who's a Manchester City fan. I suspect he wants to rub salt into the wounds. Morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. They were lucky to escape with nil last night. And please let Erik ten Hag complete the process. It's hilarious. They used to call us the comedy club. I don't think the undergarments are going to dry for quite some time after watching that last night. And they were absolutely battered all over the park. I remember Mr. Goldstein saying, when Casemiro was signed for £70 million, £70 million from Real Madrid, he was the signing of the transfer window. But that same transfer window, Manchester City signed one Julian Alvarez for £14 million. I'll let you figure that one out.
Yeah, John, how much did you pay for Calvin Phillips as well then?
Yeah, well, Calvin Phillips.
Well, you shouldn't gloat about Casemiro then, should you? You know, everybody makes mistakes.
Of course. All right then. For every Anthony, you get one Cyborg, you get one Julian Alvarez, and you get one Manuel Akanji and pocket change. So let me just say that the recruitment at the Manchester's one and only club has been absolutely brilliant. I have spoken to Ali. You remember I said Calvin Phillips, bang average, and I want him to be that player. So Calvin Phillips, yes, he's been a mistake, but how many mistakes have they made? Let's have it now. And the leader I won't want to go in the trenches with is that Bruno Fernandes. He looks like air traffic control when he's on the pitch. And
John, deep down, isn't there a tiny bit of you that wants Manchester United right up there contending with you like an Arsenal or a Liverpool? Just a tiny bit of you.
Not even one modicum of me. Not even the slightest bit of me. I hate them with a passion. And if United were playing the Martians for the saving the world, I'd be in the away end with a green scarf on. I can't stand them.
There'd be no atmosphere, though, would there, John? Look, John, thanks for your call, mate.
Hold on. Did John just say if United were playing the Martians?
The Martians,
there?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Oh, John, man, brilliant.
Anyway.
Dear me.
Steve, you know what, mate? I'm loving this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, it's so... Yeah. Can't wait. Loads of links left, Steve. Yeah. It's
so that's good. It, gang. That's all we've got time for. Thanks for listening. Yeah, I know we're out of time. Thanks for listening on Talks About Where We Get Your Poddingtons From. I'm back on a proper show. Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, 4 p.m. Award winning. Did I see I won that award?
So I saw it, Stinks. Must be very proud.
Yeah. Yep. I stole it, but yeah. Really proud.
Well done, you.
Yeah, when are you back, Jay?
I'm back on the Sports Drive from 10 p.m. There's another one of these Talksport Daily Poddings. Out first thing in the morning.
Why are you banging it? That's going to hurt me if you keep doing that. Stop it.
This has been Talksport Daily.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.